This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. This week, we have learned a lot about new symptoms associated with coronavirus. We knew about chills and cough and headache, and we've learned more about difficulty breathing, about intense fatigue and loss of smell and taste. But what if you already have a pre-existing condition? How can you protect yourself? What are your chances for recovery? And how do you even get a doctor if you don't have one yet? To help us answer some of these questions, we have with us Dr. Irfan Omar. He's head of nephrology at DMC Sinai Grace Hospital in Detroit, Michigan. Dr. Omar, welcome. It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Before we get to the questions, I wanted to ask you about your experience. Michigan has been, you know, one of the hardest hit states by the virus. Your hospital was one of the hardest hit in the entire state. And you yourself have treated a large number of COVID-19 patients. If you don't mind, sir, would you just tell us a little bit about what that's been like?
Sure. It's, in one word, overwhelming. It really was. We were all of a sudden inundated with these masses of patients who came in, day in and day out and overwhelmed us all. And what surprised us really was that a lot of we were expecting the pandemic and we knew that patients with COVID would come in. What we did not know was that a lot of these patients, the really sick ones, will have kidney failure too.
So
we were certainly involved in taking care of all these patients who had overwhelming kidney failure. They just came in and rapidly developed very, very bad kidney disease requiring dialysis. And we, in the area where the hospital has got a very high incidence of kidney disease in itself. So we have got a very big dialysis unit in the hospital which caters to these needs, probably the biggest in the city. But even we could not cope. It became so much. We did, but we had to start finding ways to adjust to cope with the situation, really, because the nurses, you know, they were the real heroes of the pandemic. You know, they worked day in and day out treating these patients with bad kidney failure from which the patients were dying.
Well, that's really distressing, I'm sure. But I understand, though, that you did have patients who were able to recover. Do you have any hopeful anecdote to share about that?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. And so I must say that, you know, the patients I talked about were the worst patients who were really in bad ways. But most of the patients recovered very well. Actually, the first patient who came to my hospital was my patient, who's a dialysis patient with kidney disease, heart disease, everything on board. He came in, stayed in the hospital for a couple of weeks, went back, and is well now. So in spite of all these conditions. But the best patient which I wanted to tell you was about this young lady who will be 93 on the 19th of May. So in 20 days, she'll be 93 years old. She developed the virus. She developed COVID-19. And I was really worried about her. But yesterday when I went to the dialysis unit to see her, she was sitting there smiling and talking to me and said, what are you worried about, Doc? I'm fine.
Well, so she's glad to hear that.
Well,
happy birthday to her. That's wonderful.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So there are these good stories, too. It's not that everybody who got the disease was dying, but, you know, a lot of patients in our community were very, very sick, and that was very stressful and very heartbreaking.
I'm sure. So let's get to our listener questions now. The first is from Brent in Marlborough, Massachusetts, and here it is.
I had my kidney removed almost a year ago, and I'm wondering how COVID can affect some people living with only one kidney, seeing that it attacks your kidneys as well.
Dr. Omar, what about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just mentioned the two patients above. They are both patients with kidney failure who did fine and got back to where they were prior to having the attack. So having one kidney is absolutely no reason why you would be more vulnerable to attack by the COVID virus, or you will do any worse than anybody else. So that is absolutely nothing to worry about.
Oh, that's good to hear. Judy in Rochester, New York sent us this question.
My husband has kidney disease, and I've been wiping down everything that comes in from the grocery store, from the mail, everybody. Including the bags and the boxes, in addition to washing all of the fruits and vegetables. Is this really necessary, or am I just wasting really valuable disinfecting wipes?
That's a good question, isn't it, Dr. Omar?
Yes, it is. It is. A lot of people ask this question. A lot of people are worried about what comes from outside might be contaminated. So my answer is it's good to be cautious. It's good to be prudent and do the right things. So I can't fault you for doing what you are doing, but it's not really necessary. If you just leave the things as outside or on the counter for an hour or so, if anything is contaminated, it should be okay. But the most important thing is when you remove the things from the bags, wash your hands. Hand washing is still the most important thing. So you can take the grocery out of the bags, throw the bags away, wash your hands, and you don't have to worry about the bags anymore. And then, of course, you can wash your fruits and vegetables. That's the right thing to do. But you do not really have to wipe out all the bags and all the containers with, as you say, very valuable wipes these days. So take your precautions, take them out, wash your hands repeatedly, get the things out, and wash them.
Okay, great. Here's another question. I'm very glad we have time to get to it because I think a lot of people are thinking about this, or this is their experience. This is Jan D. in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Medical experts aren't giving specific advice. Instead, they advise people to contact their doctor if they experience symptoms. But I don't have a primary care, and I've called a few, and they're not accepting new patients currently. And my only current relationship with a doctor is my gynecologist I see once per year. And if I'm experiencing symptoms right now, which I have some that are kind of vague, but they might be COVID-19. Anyway, I'm not sure who to seek advice with.
Dr. Omar, what should she do? She cannot be the only person in this
situation. Well, yes, sure. You know, unfortunately, that's one of our problems, that a lot of patients do not have primary care doctors. And most of the people in these circumstances go to the nearest emergency rooms. Emergency rooms, unfortunately, are not the best place to go these days. They are overwhelmed with seriously ill COVID patients. So I would suggest if you really feel that you have the symptoms and you need advice, then go to the nearest urgent care. Urgent cares are open, and there are doctors there available who will be able to do your tests and give you appropriate advice. And they will be able to tell you whether the symptoms you are having are COVID symptoms or not. You know, these days with everybody worried about COVID, you know, you hear of symptoms and suddenly feel, maybe I have got those aches and pains too, or I have got those, you know, some irritation in my nose as well, or a bit of cough. So a lot of it can be psychological. So it's good to see somebody just to make sure that you're okay. And if necessary, the nasal swab can be done. And okay, urgent care probably will be the best thing to go to if you don't have a primary doctor.
Well, thank you so much for that. That is Dr. Irfan Omar. He's head of nephrology at DMC Sinai Grace Hospital in Detroit, Michigan. Dr. Omar, such a pleasure to hear from you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Up next, questions about reopening the economy. Is it safe? Is it feasible? And this is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.